Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich takes first base on ball four. Philly moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Philly moves to third. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon bunts towards the mound. Gumpert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts towards first. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Dobie moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dobie scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon moves to third. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumpert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boone bunts towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is walked intentionally. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton bunts towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon scores. Kennedy moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Hegan scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Malone moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Johnny Ostrowski pinch hits for Marino Pirretti. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Metkovich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metkovich moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Metkovich scores. Appling moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wheeler pinch hits for Howie Judson. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce pinch runs for Don Wheeler. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling strikes out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.